loud. NewsHawk 930 presents to you now, Sandy Beach and Company.
Well, hello, hello, hello. It is Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach. I'm really excited tonight. Big TV show tonight. Chris Matthews is going to be on The Bachelor. I think that's a good look, don't you think? As long as he doesn't sit next to the makeup artist. Or is it the makeout artist? I'm not really sure. But now we know why he had a trickle down his leg when Obama won. It's Beach and Company.
Start 930 presents to you now, Sandy Beach. Beach and Company.
Oh, yes, the whole cast and crew is here. Tony Caligiuri, executive producer. Beamer, Mr. Beamer, wild man at ease with any subject. All right, Tony, were you surprised that Chris Matthews started his show last night by saying he retired? Now, he didn't say whether it was a retirement that included a cardboard box and all your belongings and a fob escorted to the door by security, or if it was a party for him and he decided it's time to call it a day.
So he didn't get "we wish you well," wish him well.
They cut his fob off, though.
Well, if you remember, was it a week ago or something, he was mysteriously absent from a broadcast?
Yeah, well, he's going to be mysteriously absent for a while. Maybe he and O'Reilly can get together and do a two-person show.
Is it a surprise that the hypocrites on that side of the aisle keep getting caught?
Yeah, it's amazing. What do you think, Buzzy? I'm not a Chris Matthews fan, but I do think from what I've read so far, it might be a little overreaction, but that's for another show, another time.
You know, unless there's something we're not hearing, but, you know, as Tony said, it's those on that side of the aisle who any accusation toward the president, they jump right on.
They count it.
You know, so now that something substantiated goes after Chris Matthews, you know, good for him. And you know what? It probably makes that network even better because you had a show called Hardball with a guy that never asked a difficult question to anyone on the left side of the aisle.
Well, that's true. That's true. I'm predicting that in the not-so-future, I'm not talking 100 years from now. I'm talking a lot closer than that. We're going to have a no-conversation workplace. We really are. Whereas the men will talk to men and women will talk to women, and that'll be it.
I just wish you would take your hands off my knees, Sandy.
You do look hauntingly attractive today, Tony.
Yeah, but it doesn't give you permission to touch my knees.
I think it's your beard. I want to sit on your lap and ask for a gift.
I'll go for that Dan Haggerty look.
That's Santa Claus. Oh, man. But anyway, I was shocked. I don't tune in that station, so I didn't know until this morning. And I was a bit shocked.
I'll agree with you. It seems a bit much for what we're hearing that he said.
Yeah, should he have said it? Probably not. But is it actionable? Is it people going jump off a cliff after hearing it? No, I don't think so. Should he have done it? No. Okay, well, we'll give you that. That's fair. But there are, you know, it's funny. In law, there are degrees for everything. You can kill somebody and get first-degree murder, but you can also kill somebody and get second-degree murder, and you can get manslaughter and reckless endangerment. There's a whole bunch of levels, but there's no levels for that. It's one shot, and you are done, pal.
Yeah, and can anybody blame Mike Pence for his...
No. Mike Pence is looking smarter and smarter. Mike Pence says he never goes to a luncheon or a dinner meeting with just a woman. Like, you know, another congressman, a woman, or a senator, or whatever. His wife is always there. At first, we kind of said, oh, that seems a bit much. But it seems like he's getting smarter and smarter every day.
In today's political climate, you have to take that approach.
Yeah, because...
Or you should.
You know, when you have to worry about your luncheon guest wearing a wire, you know that maybe it's time to...
You're pat down. Are you wearing a wire?
Yeah, they come in and the Secret Service pats him down. He's the vice president. This is a security matter. All right, what else?
I shouldn't laugh at this.
Super Tuesday. Today is Super Tuesday. Tomorrow is Super Wednesday for me as my sister comes into town to visit. And looking forward to that. Haven't seen her in a while, a few months. And show her around the town, go to some of my favorite places. Last time she was here was with Beverly. They were both.
That's
here.
Right. I was just going to say how long ago that was.
Yeah,
because that's the last time I saw her.
I don't remember how long ago that was. I'm very good at immediate time. Most of the time, if you ask me what time it was, I wouldn't even have to look at my watch. I could give you within a couple of minutes what time it is. But I'm not good at distance time.
I'm guessing about 3 to 4 years ago.
That's probably right, because it's usually much more than I think it is.
Mm-hmm.
I go, yeah, that was 2 months ago. Oh, no, 7 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, man, that's does that happen to everybody? Let's see what's going on. Let's take a break and return on News Radio 930 WBEN. It is Beach and Company. Today is the birthday of a person who is one of my favorite people in the world, and that would be Susan Banks, a former anchor lady. You're well familiar with her. So happy birthday to you, Susan Banks. If you see her today, wish her a very happy birthday. Well, today is a huge day for Republicans, a huge day for Democrats, and a huge day for the future of our country. It is Super Tuesday. One-third of the delegates will be committed today. One-third, 14 states, and a third. And this goes a long way toward some things that could happen. But among the things that could happen, I think overriding the entire Super Tuesday spectacular is the fact that, in my estimation, I'm no expert at this, I'm just an observer, a keen observer, but to my mind, this could be, today, could be the beginning of the end of the Democratic Party. And I'll tell you why. I'm not just saying that for rhetoric, I'm not saying it to stir up calls, I'm saying it because I believe it. Because, say, among the one-third delegates, what do they need, 1191? The delegates being awarded today are probably enough that if a lot of them went to Bernie Sanders, Biden would be up the creek, okay? I'm just saying, the reason I think it could be the beginning of the end of the Democratic Party, if the Democrats think that Bernie can't win, can't beat Donald Trump, and I think quietly they do believe that. I think a lot of people believe that. You know, he's an irascible old guy preaching something that is death to America, getting rid of what made us a great nation and coming up with socialism of all things. So if they believe that they can't beat Trump and they go about screwing Bernie out of the nomination if it rightfully is his, especially if they go to an open convention, his followers are going to be very, very angry. And they're not just going to go home and have a piece of cheesecake. They're going to take to the streets. No question about it. So if they do that, that could be very problematic. All right. So if they screw him out, they're screwed. If they don't screw him out, they're screwed because he can't win. No matter what kind of scenario you give me, he cannot win. And against Donald Trump is what I'm trying to say. So if they screw him out of it, they're screwed. If they don't screw him out of it, they're screwed. Either way, the party is screwed. Either they lose to Trump or people are in the streets. And that's why I think today, March 3rd, 2020, is the beginning of the end, because one guy in his hands commands the future of the party. Good, bad, or indifferent, that's the way I see it.
I'm going to disagree. I think they have to go with Biden to save the party. And here's why. If they continue to let the extremists on their side, like Bernie Sanders, AOC, and the others from the squad who are for socialism like that, the party is done. They need to go more moderate to be able to get their party back in order.
Well, that means probably then they're going to have to screw him to either go to Biden or even Bloomberg. Bloomberg has spent $500 million and so far has zero delegates.
I think if you look at
I think, you know what he reminds me of? He's a vulture circling Route 90 waiting for a roadkill.
Oh, yeah.
Waiting for a roadkill. And as soon as the roadkill is there, he's going to turn into Mighty Mouse. Here I am to save the day. Yes, I look like a president. I've got more money than the government has. And elect me, and I was mayor of New York. If I can do New York, I can do the whole country. I can hear that right now.
I think if you look at him as like a backup in case this Ukraine thing completely blows up in Biden's face. If you see now, Ukraine government has started an investigation into Joe Biden.
But that's a sidebar. I mean, that has to be coming from somebody else. Coming from within the party is where the danger is. And so that's how I look at it. I'm asking, is this the beginning of the end for the Democrats? Okay, and Trump describes the throwing in the towel of Mayor Pete and Amy and Steyer, and Tulsi is still in it, by the way. Are you a candidate when no one knows you're a candidate? I mean, you may
She's
like
not really
her.
Making much noise.
Much noise at all. But the bottom line is, are those people throwing in the towel saying that they're throwing their support to Bernie? The president's describing that as quid pro quo.
The fix is in. There's no question about it. And look at, you know, we learned from WikiLeaks that the DNC orders the media what to do. So you had CNN already trying to take out Bernie Sanders.
Yeah, so what you have here is people, I'm not going to win anyway, so I'll give my support to him. And if he wins, I'll end up Secretary of Agriculture.
Something like that.
Yeah, that's the way it works. In New York, it's I'm in charge of the Bridge Commission. Or the water depot, or something like that.
Right.
There's always the job for somebody willing to sell out for it. That's just the way it works. So let us know if you feel that way. Beamer. Okay, Tony disagrees with me. I think it's the beginning of the end. What's your position?
Keep
in mind, I don't want to put any pressure on you. You're the deciding vote.
You know what? You're both right to an extent.
Oh, what a suck up.
Now, hold on.
What a suck up.
Hold on. So I do think the Democrat Party, as we know it, is no longer, regardless.
Already?
Of where we are. I mean, Joe Biden is their moderate. This is a guy that supports giving health care and health insurance to illegal aliens. So this is not, this is a Democrat Party where the moderate, in my opinion, is already too
they
far
slid
to the left.
They slid to the left already.
Yeah, and we saw it with Hillary in 2016. Remember, she was supposed to be the safe, moderate choice, and look how that turned out. So I think we're already, the Democrat Party we know is no longer. However, if Joe Biden gets the nomination, and right now I will put all the chips on Joe Biden. I think the fix is in. It's going to happen, especially with those super delegates.
Rush says that too.
You're going to see the Bernie fans, you know, they'll protest in Milwaukee. They'll protest everywhere. They'll protest on Election Day. You'll see them outside your polling place protesting, and they won't vote for Joe Biden, which is going to hand President Trump another term.
Yeah.
If Bernie gets the nod, then I see someone like a Tulsi Gabbard or a Tom Steyer running as a third party, taking enough votes where, again, Trump will win his second term.
Well, you were with me right up to the third party. I went off the road. My vehicle caught fire on that one.
My point is it'll be either the moderate Democrats or the hard left Bernie Democrats that will put the fork in the Democrats.
Put the fork in them, they're done. I think that they're in a position that it's a no-win position, no matter what the choices
Once
are.
Once he entered the race, it was a no-win position.
And, of course, we have not mentioned her, the she-devil.
She was on ABC this morning.
Her, the blonde, pantsuit-wearing former first lady.
The one who's going to have to start answering some questions?
Yeah. It looks like the federal judge that ruled that she has to give more information. She said, I've answered those. And the judge says that not to my satisfaction.
Hello.
Yeah. Hello. Welcome to the real world. We'll take a break. We want to hear from you. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, *930. Is today the beginning of the end for the Democrats? I say it is. Tony says it isn't. And Beamer took the middle ground like a true, true young guy. We'll be back after this. Back with the Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach. We've got a deadlocked panel here. One agrees with me, one disagrees with me, and one is in the middle. I'm saying Super Tuesday today. A third of the delegates, 10 states, one territory, making themselves heard, including Texas and California, is today the beginning of the end for the Democrats? And is it quid pro quo? It's definitely quid pro quo, and that's what the president is labeling it. But I also think it is the beginning of the end. If the Democrats find a second election for president in a row to screw Bernie Sanders, his people will take to the streets. If they don't and he wins, then the party's over too. So I think either way, neither are good choices. Tony doesn't think my reasoning is correct. And Buzzy is kind of like in the middle. I had to laugh. I was reading a newspaper column today. Somebody is putting down the president's review of the virus, saying, see, he's overreacting. He's stirring up the pot. And then, of course, Cuomo comes on yesterday, says the exact same thing, but there's no column about that. You got that? Same thing without the national figures. And nobody writes about that. Let's go to Bill in Cheektowaga. Thanks for holding, Bill. You're on WBEN.
Sandy, all three of you people are right in your own ways.
Oh, how about that? Explain it to us, Bill.
Yep, it's the end of the Democratic Party, and I'm going to tell you how.
Okay.
This is how. None of these candidates, Biden or DeSantis, they're going to get the number of delegates they need to be in the convention and get denied.
1191 they need, yep.
So now it goes to the convention, and here comes Mr. Bloomberg. And I've been saying this since he put his hat in the ring. This guy at the convention will buy the National Democratic Committee.
Wow.
After the first vote is taken, these delegates are no longer have to vote that way. And when the money is out there, you'll see the vote change. Bloomberg will get it. Sanders people will fight outside the convention. The Biden people, the old people, will sit on their hands and say, oh, my God, we've lost the party, which they have. And you'll see Mr. Bloomberg against President Trump, re-elected President Trump, and so long with the Democratic Party, which will be split in almost three different directions.
Wow. Now, I didn't think we could split our vote any more than we already have, but that's a very well thought out and legitimate point of view, Bill.
It's going to happen. Mark my word. Who gets the nod?
Well, it'll be interesting to watch, won't it?
It will be.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you very much. See, Bill was right on point, too. So there's more than one area. I'll stick with my position. Are you staying with your position?
I'm sticking with mine. They have to go to the back to being JFK Democrats.
Are you sticking with your position?
I am sticking with
that. And now we got Bill's position.
Yes.
And he doesn't even work here, but his position is pretty good, too. And we've got the unknowns. Who are the unknowns? I see a Jack Daniels drinking woman in the woods from about 4 years ago, chugging it down, throwing things at her husband. Who would that be?
Her and Nancy are doing shots.
Yeah. And how would, does she have any dignity? Would she actually throw her pantsuit into the ring?
Yes.
Sure.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. I'm actually, for this show, because I am so committed to you two, for this show.
I like you two, too. They haven't played here in a while.
Are you wearing a pantsuit, Joe?
I am going to watch the Hillary Clinton Hulu documentary and report back on this program.
That's torture.
On our text page, Tulsi Gabbard is the only candidate on the Democratic stage that doesn't turn my stomach.
Yeah.
Well, that's quite an endorsement.
But she's still an outsider to the Democratic Party. At least that's the way I think they look at her.
She won't go as far left.
She's a legitimate woman and sure. I think a decent candidate, but I don't think she's caught any traction yet.
No, because she refuses to go so far to the left where she said one thing complimentary of the president, and that was pretty much the end of her campaign. Oh, and remember,
she's a Russian agent.
She's a Russian agent.
Yeah. Do you think she's playing the same kind of a game of wait and see as Bloomberg is, but without the money, where she might make a good vice presidential hookup?
I don't see anybody attaching to her.
No.
No, I think she's on an island.
She's out there by herself.
Yeah.
Well, she is on an island.
Yeah. That's right. That's very good, Tony. You stumbled into that one, but you still got it. Points for Tony. Very good.
From the point.
I think Tulsi Gabbard thinks if she, you know, goes long enough that she will get on someone's cabinet if they win the presidency.
It's realistic because people know who they are. Here's another text. Biden says he's going to put Beto in charge of gun control. Now, Beto has been gone from the run for so long that when I heard this last night, I'm thinking, who's Beto? Oh, yeah, he was going to be the fresh flavor of the month. Remember?
Right.
Came in. He was jumping on tables. Remember that?
Challenged Ted Cruz.
Yeah, I mean, he was out there. He was fresh-faced, and he sunk like a rock.
But is it any coincidence that his endorsement of Joe Biden is the night before the Texas primary?
Whoa, you never can tell. Yeah,
yeah. Some people were paid off, like you said, Sandy.
Chuck
promised this or that.
Chuck Berry, You Never Can Tell, one of my favorite Chuck Berry
songs.
That's
a great song.
It is. You never can tell whether people like it or not.
Now I want to listen to it.
You ever notice on the pregnancy test commercials?
I'm not pregnant.
Where the woman goes, we're pregnant, or we're expecting. They're always thrilled. They never put anybody on. Oh, that's nice.
Oh, not again.
One prom date. Huh?
Why can't?
What's my luck?
Why can't it be like a realistic one where they've bought like five, pregnancy tests,
and they're trying for 4 out of 5.
And they're sitting there, and they're like, oh, I got this big party tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly.
Let me tell you something. That's probably the most nervous I've ever been in my life. When I went out to get the pregnancy test, when we first suspected that she was pregnant for Nicholas.
Was it for your wife?
Yeah, it was on a New Year's Day. I was up early, went, got it, and then just sat there like, oh, my God, oh, my God. And then when she came out and said, positive.
And there was no pressure. She said, go and get one. It better come out right or you're going to die.
See, I've had that experience where the pressure, but it was for the non-positive sign.
Oh, yeah. I mean, let's be realistic. I think just as many people buy them for one result as the other.
Yes.
But you went and bought 5 hoping 4 of them would...
No, best out of 10.
Yeah,
best
exactly. Out of 10. Give me everything on the shelf. Put it in the car. We'll take a break on News Radio 930 WBEN. Thursday, and that's going to be a very special day for our household as my sister comes in from Florida to get married.
That's so cool.
Isn't that cool? Yeah, my mom and dad are gone, and my sister Beverly passed within the last year. And so the family is us, basically. And so I offered to go down there. She said, I'd like to come up there and see Western New York. So she's coming up. All the arrangements have been made. And looking forward to seeing her and seeing the procedure. Good.
That is so cool. Congratulations, Sandra. I'm so happy for you.
And when I come back to work on Monday, they're going to drop by on their way to the airport.
Oh, good.
Say hello. So I know Sandra likes to talk to you from time to time.
Yeah, we chat. And what's cool about your sister is her connections to rock and roll. Many people would think that it would be just you. No, Sandra has a lot of connections as well, whether it's Kiss, Bret Michaels, Aerosmith.
She knows all those guys, because she worked at a booking agency out of Boston. And so she got to meet and know many. She's been to some of their houses.
That's amazing.
Yeah, very, very nice. And she's a character. My sister Beverly was the straight-laced one of the
innocent
family.
Yes.
Yeah. But Sandra, you keep your hand on the green button here. Because she's liable to say anything. It's exciting. It's good being around her, too. Okay, here's some text. You guys hear the woman from South Africa yesterday with parents who is here to help us with the virus said that the president was doing a great job. Trump has done so far. It's not going to shut up the Dems, but it's good to hear it. And then it is. Here's another. Hillary is being investigated. She's on her way to jail. One can only hope. That seems like the longest waiting in the wings for anything in our lives. From the first time we met her, we heard that maybe she was under investigation and her husband for things in Arkansas. That was well before two terms.
I still don't think we'll ever see her go to jail. It seems that in this country we have a multi-tier justice system, and the elites don't subscribe to
it. It'll be community service. She'll get to go to the local Grange and tell them how to be a good law-abiding citizen.
Breaking rocks with a hammer.
Exactly. You're not going to see her with a ball and chain. Did you see her on the side of the road in Georgia breaking up rocks? And she could say, they said I was a rock star. I didn't know this is what they meant.
Working on the chain. Yeah, gang.
You're right. It's shameful to get our hopes up that she could end up in jail. And we really, as good people, we shouldn't be rooting for anybody to go to jail except her.
Well, why she's can't we root for criminals to go to jail?
We can root for her to go to jail.
Okay.
I give you,
give me permission?
Direct permission. And so can I. And Buzzy, you don't have much of a history with Hillary.
They did date once.
When you were born, Hillary was just drinking near beer. So it's not the same. Do you hope she ends up in jail, too?
Yeah, I mean, I hope there is a real investigation like we were promised.
And honest evidence and a real trial with
not
a jury.
Not one that, you know, is going on and then called off and then called back on. I want a real, and I think since it was on our dime, that we should all be open to the information.
Totally agree, and I think if they really get to the bottom of it, Biden's son may be small change compared to Hillary.
See, I think there might be more there.
Biden's son?
With Biden's son that might also look into the Biden family. That might be more. Because, you know, Joe Biden has that smile, that aw shucks attitude.
It's Uncle Harry is here, yes.
Yeah. I mean, I'd like to see if a real investigation into Hunter happened, what would go back on Joe Biden?
Yeah, I think that I haven't heard the president mention Biden's son much lately. I think he's kind of like off stage right there for a while.
I wonder if that has anything to do with Ukraine launching their investigation.
Probably.
He's just going to let them handle it.
Probably. He's probably learned a lesson. If somebody actually is doing the investigation, which Ukraine is, then let them do it. And
not
then,
to mention, too, don't forget, Rudy Giuliani has a lot of information that we haven't been privy to yet.
Yeah, and somebody said, you know, Bloomberg wasn't the mayor of New York in 9/11. Rudy was. But if you listen to Bloomberg and you watch Bloomberg spots, it's like he was in charge. As soon as the planes hit the towers, he was the man that did it. And indeed, he may have had a lot to do with recovery and stuff like that, but it was Giuliani that really did it.
Don't forget the Democrats believe that their voters are stupid. And we learned that's something else we've learned through WikiLeaks. And I think it was Hillary's email that said it.
There are some things that people believe. People believe if it's in print, it must be real. And they also believe if it's on a TV commercial, it must be real. I think you have to know that broadcasters, radio and TV, are not allowed to alter the commercials. Now, I don't know what happens if there's a blatant threat or something that crosses the line of legality or not. But you can't say, he can't say that. It was Giuliani that did. You can't do that. If they submit the spots, you have to, unless there's some outside source through a judge or something, you got to run them. You got to run them the way they are.
Okay, let's say you're right here on WBEN. A candidate runs a spot that the three of us disagree with. Are we allowed to criticize that commercial?
Yeah, you can criticize the commercial. The client would really complain, and so would the sales department. I'm not trying to be funny here, but if indeed a client says, I want to reach the WBEN audience, and then they run a commercial, and then we dump all over it, they've kind of wasted their money. If people have any faith in our judgment, whatever. And you could do that about a lot of different kind of commercials, too. So, yeah, you're not allowed to edit them when they come
and
in.
Right, that I understand.
That's what happens. That's what they do. That's how they run them. Okay, Mr. Beamer, you have a couple of Facebooks for us, please.
Yes.
Actually, we're going to break pretty soon.
Oh, that's right. I always, this break, because this is the one with Rush. Comes in a minute and a half or something like that.
And we skipped it yesterday, so.
Did we miss it yesterday?
For Cuomo, yeah.
Oh, for Cuomo. Yeah, well, we don't want to miss two in a row. It's Rush Limbaugh and then the news on News Radio 930 WBN.